Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program. And this is Coltrane Carlson. And our guest today with Jefferson Matters, the Main Street and Chamber Community, is the events team chair, Philip Heisterkamp, back with us now. So thank you very much, sir, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you've got kind of two really big events coming up here in just a couple of months, one of which has been switched around and has a brand new date, and that is your Bike Ride Around Green County event.
That's right. And that's now, last year we went early in May, and this year we're going for the end of May, trying to double down on better weather towards the end of May than the beginning.
Now, other than the date switch, is there anything else that's new with this year's second annual BRAG event?
With the weather last year being drizzling and rainy and all that sort of stuff, we're going to stick with the same route and redo it and see what a good weathered ride might look like. So the route will be the same where we start in Jefferson, go to Lakeside Golf Course, 209 Main, down through Dana, through the 30-yard line, and then back to the bell tower and the square.
Now, has there been, other than the route staying the same, I think last year you had kind of more or less a poker run that is traditionally with motorcyclists, but you tried with the bicyclists. Has that been switched up at all?
We'll change the technique, correct, but we love giving prizes away, and we love doing games like this. So instead of getting a card at every station, we'll make it easier so that you can, once you finish the ride, you can have fun drawing your cards and seeing how good of a hand you can get.
Now, if memory serves, last year's inaugural event brought like 150 folks. How many of those folks ended up actually sticking it out and finishing the ride?
Maybe half or okay. A little more.
Okay.
It was tough.
Yeah.
The wind was tough.
And you got that much more opportunity to win prizes then if half the crowd drops out, right?
That's right.
So can people register or sign up now? How does that work?
Yes, registration is online. If you search the BRAG ride on Facebook or go through the Jefferson Matters Main Street and Chamber Community website, you'll find all the links and registrations you'll need.
Okay. Registration fee, do you know that? Do you know what you get if you register early?
Register early, I believe, is $25, and you get a t-shirt for free included in your registration. Then deadline for that ends 2 weeks before the ride, where the price goes up $35 and you're not guaranteed a t-shirt.
All right. Well, let's talk about the other big enchilada that's under your purview as events team chair, and that is this year's Bell Tower Festival, which also incorporates the city's sesquicentennial 150th celebration. Gigantic event this year, Philip. Probably biggest one that people have seen since the 100th anniversary celebration for the city. Tell us a little bit about this year's plans on this gigantic ordeal.
It's always difficult to come up with a theme you think people will get behind. And this year, we're handed with one on a silver platter, like 150 years of Jefferson being in existence, all the way back to 1872. Like, it's going to be an excellent themed weekend for us.
And because of that, you've got even bigger plans than maybe what people have enjoyed in previous festivals. Talk to us about those bigger additions to this year's event.
Number one thing about the festival that people remember from the golden years 10, 20, 25 years ago is a carnival. And so we have worked hard to find the funds to bring a carnival back because these things aren't cheap and they require a lot of money up front. And so we believe we've got a way and the funds secured to bring back those rides in a carnival for a little extra family fun for this big year annual event.
What's this like to be able to tout that you are bringing back a carnival this year to just add that much more excitement to this year's festival?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see how well it'll be received and to see how we can improve upon it for years forward and see if we can't make it an annual thing, because our goal is to be the best small town festival in Iowa, the best well-known, the best attended, the most fun. We think a carnival and having this next level entertainment not normally found in small towns will be integral to making Jefferson known for the Bell Tower Festival.
Now, obviously, a traditional Bell Tower Festival that people are used to is a Friday, Saturday, and a little bit into Sunday. I think last year it was kind of narrowed down to a Friday, Saturday type thing. This year, you're looking to maybe start this baby a little bit earlier than Friday.
That's right. Thursday night, the plan is for it to be open, and we're going to do a special fundraising dinner on Thursday night, outdoors, under the sunshades, on the square, with games and music and food in the brew station open. And so we'll start Thursday at 5 o'clock this year and then extend all the way through Saturday night.
I got to say, those advents of having those sunshades really does help, because you kind of more or less control the weather a little bit better, because forever and a day, and knock on wood, it's only been canceled, I think, once in its entire history because of weather. This kind of eliminates that a little bit more.
Yes. When the sun is hot like it was last time, this drastically improves the experience you can have down there at the Bell Tower Festival.
Now, also last year, Philip, after the parade was over, you had some awesome afternoon entertainment. Were you expecting to see the same acts from last year to this year, or has that changed a little bit?
We've got a couple new things up our sleeve this year, which we'll wait to confirm as things develop, but our music lineup is outstanding. And on Thursday night, we'll have To Be Unplugged, which, if you're familiar with the Hall of Fame rock and roll, the Bushmen, they have a new two-man crew where they play with a deconstructed band, basically. And so they will come and do kind of a new show and start that off for a music lineup on Thursday night. Then Friday night, the legendary Brad Morgan comes, which he's played in every county and nearly every event, maybe but the Bell Tower Festival. So we're pumped to have him. And he's even going to offer some backstage passes and things like that on his website. So if you want to meet him and hang out with him before he performs, you can do that by purchasing a special ticket, which our concert and our music stuff is always free. Everything at the festival is always free if we can keep it that way, but he will sell a special ticket for him. But then last year, Dirt Road Divide, which is a local band, they will play and be our big entertainment source for Saturday night as well. And we're pumped to have them back as well, because they brought maybe the biggest crowd that we've seen in a while down there around the stage. So they're going to rock. It's going to be great. There is one other musician coming in. It's Jessica McClintock. And she's going to play kind of in the Saturday afternoon slot. And I think if she got on The Voice or American Idol or something, she would easily be a finalist, if not a winner. She is that good. So I'm excited to have her as well. But if you're looking for information, there is a Bell Tower Festival event page on Facebook. There is the actual Facebook page of Bell Tower, where we'll continue to post updates. But we also have a website now. It's very own standalone thing, belltowerfestival.com, where registrations for events such as the barbecue cook-off, bags event, trivia event, and there will be links to the Parks and Recs things as well. You can find all of that on the website. You can find the music lineup. You can find the full schedule and anything else that we'll have cooking for Bell Tower on the website.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber Community Events Team Chair is Philip Heisterkamp joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.